This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden last night featured insults and promises.
We will cut your taxes, end inflation, slash your prices, raise your wages, and bring thousands and thousands of factories back to America.
But Vice President Harris says Donald Trump is only focused on himself. She was in Philadelphia on Sunday.
I'm feeling very optimistic about the enthusiasm that is here and the commitment that folks of every background have to vote and to really invest in the future of our country.
She said nobody can sit on the sidelines in this year's presidential election. Are you worried about what might happen after the election? A new AP poll finds that about 4 in 10 registered voters say they are extremely or very worried about violent attempts to overturn the election results. McDonald's says Quarter Pounders will be back on the menu this week at hundreds of restaurants after that E. coli outbreak. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
McDonald's says testing ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak tied to the Quarter Pounder. One person was killed and at least 75 others in 13 states were sickened. 22 of them had to be hospitalized. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier are the likely source of the contamination. McDonald's says when it resumes selling the Quarter Pounder this week, it will be without the slivered onions. I'm Donna Warder.
Egypt is proposing a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, during which 4 hostages held in Gaza would be freed. No response yet from Israel or Hamas. Egypt's president says the proposal also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners, the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and negotiations on making the ceasefire permanent. This is AP News. Let's go to the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
You're not going to like this.
No, I can absolutely guarantee you I'm not going to.
Venom, The Last Dance, made $51 million in movie ticket sales domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. That's quite a drop-off from the first movie, which opens with $80.2 million, and the second one, which opened with $90 million. However, The Last Dance is the number one movie this weekend. Last week's top film, Smile 2, drops to second. Conclave, starring Ralph Fiennes overseeing the election of a new pope, opens in third place. The Wild Robot is number 4, and We Live in Time is 5th. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Doctors say the scariest things lurking around the corner on Halloween aren't monsters or ghosts. It's cars. Halloween is one of the deadliest days of the year for pedestrians, especially children. One thing you can do, they say, be aware of your surroundings. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.